Good morning. Well, I was just fine until you had to make certain that I have it fully on my mind that I'm going to get drenched.
Well, no, you're not going to get drenched because you're smart because you have a raincoat and an umbrella and boots. Your flowers, Marty, are going to get taken care of, and your plants and your grass and your trees. It's going to look great. Give it a month and it'll look great.
It already has. I mean, my daffodils are up, not blooming yet, but they're way up, and many of us had great time yesterday in this beautiful weather.
It was.
So
it
is
gorgeous.
Indiana, and it is the springtime, so we know it brings the rain.
And tax season.
And we have all the beautiful flowers. But it also brings, the beginning of the month, another council meeting. So we had a meeting last evening, and we had so many great things on that agenda. At the end of the meeting, hasn't this been a wonderful meeting? It reminds you why you want to serve on the council. It really isn't just the money, but what the money brings, the services it brings. And the great part about this was that many of those wonderful services were not all local property taxes. For instance, we spoke last time about our family planning clinic, and there was money that came in, and this is all grant money. None of it's local money. One budget alone for that was $274,555. And, Margaret, to be able to answer your question better, last week about how the income range, I asked specifically if she would give us in detail how that worked so I could answer your question better. And it is for people of any income range.
Oh.
You could either make zero or you could make as much as possible for you to make, but then your charges are different because it's a percentage of your
income.
It's a sliding scale, but it is open for everybody.
That's nice to know.
As long as you are still have reproduction, it is for family planning.
Okay. All right.
And so anyway, I thought that would be of interest to you, and too many times people think there's not that option in Monroe County. And remember, it's right across the street from where you folks are this morning.
Yeah, right in the corner.
It's right there on the corner. So hopefully people will take advantage of that if they need family planning. The other thing is, you know, we had really wanted to provide additional services for the veterans having a full-time veterans officer. And so we put the money in. That is local dollars there. But we have that extra money that we put in there that we knew we were going to do when we decided to do that full-time. And so that was an extra $41,000. But now that there's two full-time people in there, I expect our veterans should not have to wait for services for any length of time. And all of that additional help, of course, is going to take extra training, and so they're going for training, and they were in training yesterday. But we had other great things as well that we were talking about, and one of those that I was really excited about was the money for the juvenile day reporting services that's going to be offered. Because for years I've been working trying to get that in place, because it, for a lot of reasons, it is better to keep those juveniles who've gotten into trouble, to keep them busy at those hours right after school until 7 o'clock or so. That's the hours that it's well known that that's when they're out there getting in trouble. And so with this day reporting, then they'll be required to show up. And rather than go be locked up someplace in detention. Now, if you have a juvenile that's really committed a crime such that they are a danger to themselves or to others, of course they'll have to have other alternatives. But this is something that hopefully we will reduce the amount that would be going to incarceration, or if they have been in a locked-up situation, because detention is totally locked up, if they've been there for a few days, and rather than just sending them back home with no assistance, then they can go to this day reporting area where they will get life skill training. They're even going to do such things as plan their own menu and cook their own food. And then on Saturdays, they're working toward having a group gathering with
parents. Does the math work out where it is much cheaper to fund that than it is to put them in detention? Is that why
Well, I mean, if we're talking about money, yes, of course.
And they get life skills out of the deal, and it sounds like a very progressive program.
And if you can get their life turned around before it's too late for them to pull themselves out of it, it not only, of course, it saves money for decades in incarceration.
And they just learn too many uncooperative skills, it seems like, when they're all detained in one area and they get to pass along bad things to one another. So not putting them in that and having them be able to just live normal lives and coming to this and keeping them out of that trouble area sounds like a really good idea.
Well, years ago, there was a huge push to have a lockup facility here, a detention facility, and I really fought that because I thought if we put our money in a juvenile jail, because that's really what it is, that we would feel obligated to use it.
Right, right. I remember us talking about it, Marty.
Right. So that was years ago when that was going on, and I was the bad guy because I wasn't in favor of it. This is exactly the direction I'd hoped would make a difference. Now, once again, there will still be some juveniles who will commit a crime that is such that they will do better. It'll be safer for them and safer for the community for them not to be at large. But we hope that number is not a large number. We hope that we can perhaps prevent them getting into that kind of situation with this kind of day treatment program. And it was grant money that came in order to operate this. So, and it even is going to cover transportation for that youth. If they're someplace where they don't have transportation to get there, then that transportation will be provided. So I'm really excited about that. I think that's a major, major addition to what we do to provide services, in addition to our wonderful Binkley House shelter for youth. And there was also grant dollars brought forward for that from our new director there, that it's going to help young people to learn ways to avoid domestic violence and how that they should recognize and how to work through some of that. So that's part of that. That's a little grant program for that Youth Services Council. So all in all, it was a wonderful day. And there was also something that came forward that when we were discussing what we're going to do about a tax abatement that's being requested from the 3D Stone Company. And that was the first reading. We're not through with it. There'll be a memorandum of understanding and a final vote at another time. But that's going to bring in a lot of higher paying jobs than what we normally are seeing here. And it really says something about our limestone heritage that we are continuing to grow and be successful in that.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The County Councilwoman checks in every Wednesday just after 8:05. The County Council's job is always to make sure the money's going in the right places, and they'll be handling a lot of it coming up in May as property tax season is right around the corner. And Marty, we saw in today's paper as well, it looks like the county's putting together a new way of paying online. Well, that's more convenient than having to run downtown and park, isn't it?
It sure is, and for those people who really they intend to do it and they really don't want to do it by mail, and they're just end up sometimes saying, oh no, now it's the last day and I can't find a parking place and whatever, this would be helpful. But remember, if there is an extra charge for that, so there will be many who will still prefer to go in person and be able to get that receipt right there when they pay it and not take the chance that it will, for whatever reason, not work as they had hoped it would. But we this was in place last year when we went to the LAL system, that that's the name of the vendor, for some of the financials in the treasurer's office. But it was really too late when that got put in place for us to be able to use it for last year. And so now this year they believe they've got it all worked out and people trained to do it, et cetera. And it's going to be a little less per month than what we had used in the past. But also, if you use a credit card in order to pay, then there's going to be additional charges. And there's also a small fee with an electronic check as well. That's a 95-cent fee. So, at any rate, I mean, it seems to me we're getting in the right century with these kinds of things.
Well, it seems to be it's easier to be organized as well. Everything's tracked. You don't have to worry about papers and everything getting
right.
Coffee spilled on them or people's receipts getting lost. You have receipts you can print off at home when you do the electronic transaction.
Or just store it on your computer.
Sure.
Well, I was going
right.
to say, or
it's
just
great.
Store
it. It's all right
it.
There.
That's what we do with everything else anyway. I mean, those
yeah,
of us who are
yes.
using computers every day, we're so accustomed to doing everything online.
Amen.
Or you have it automatically taken out of your checking account.
Or automatically deposited into your checking account. It all
right.
happens, and again, it's, the process is convenient. That should encourage more people to pay on time, and that, again, makes their life easier in that department as well.
Right, and you get these notifications in advance that says, okay, your property taxes are due, like say, you're reminding you so that you don't forget in November that you have another one in November
That's right.
to pay. So all in all, I think this is a good move, and not everybody will want to use it, but the more people who become accustomed to it, I think this
as we move forward, the those who choose not to will dwindle, and those who choose to will
yeah,
completely increase.
It'll get to a place where that everybody will do it, but not in maybe the next 5 years. So we'll see.
And Marty,
and we'll have to remember, not everyone wants to use computers.
Sure,
you know we have. Folks out there, they do not have, they're not using computers.
That's fine. Absolutely. It's great to have an option for everybody because those of us who need the convenience, it's great. And those people who would like to go down there and write their check or mail their check, and then they can do that. You got both. They didn't take a system away to add a system. They added convenience to it. That's a great decision. And credit where credit is due on all that. Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday morning. And we've been obviously talking about primary season here throughout the country. Very big news nationally. We know Ohio is a winner-take-all state,
yes.
along with Florida.
Yes.
Indiana's primary doesn't come up until May, Marty. And we saw in the paper the other day all of the places you can go vote in the primary. But Margaret, you had a question about maybe some other things.
I understand that the election board's looking at renting a space for one of these voting centers. And Marty, what's going on? I mean, we haven't heard anything about that. I haven't seen anything in the paper. Now, I will tell you, I'll be freely admit that maybe I missed it, but I haven't really heard anything about this, and I was surprised to hear that they were actually looking at renting a space.
If you're talking about the early voting, the extra space, the it's a satellite.
It's not a voting center. It's an early. It's an early voting center. They're going to have another one. What
the,
four blocks?
One.
From?
I know the election board had discussed trying to rent one. I believe that was on Second Street.
Yeah. Why would you do it so close to the one that they've already got?
Well, and I don't even know that would have been available. I do know that they.
It is sitting empty.
They had started to fill out a personal check to try to
right.
try to get that, you know, to request that. And so I called our county legal and said, oh, please get up there and let them know. Please don't put a personal check with that. Why do we need a check to go with that? Because really when you put a check for an application to rent something, that is so that the people handling that can look to see your background and so forth and see if you're going to be able to make whatever it is that they do, that they check. But they don't need to do that for county government, so why tie that personal check up? But what was then discussed yesterday, according to my notes here, I was not at the meeting, but at the staff time for the county commissioners, there was a request for rooms 201 and 202 in the showers building. That's actually one large room. There's just like two doors go in this one large room.
They share a Jack and Jill bedroom or bathroom.
Whatever. And so they'd like to have that for an early voting site, so they will have to determine.
Marty, are they doing this because they think the turnout is going to be so rabidly high in Monroe County, or what's the genesis behind all this?
Yes, I think
simple as that, huh?
That they will believe that we are going to have at least the kind of turnout that we had in 2008, and if you were around and you remember that long line for early voting went all the way down the block and up the other block, and people...
Are the ballots a little bit different since then, Marty?
I beg your pardon?
Are the ballots a little bit different since then and the scanners and everything else? Have we improved the process since then?
It's supposed to be better, and so we'll see.
Hey, you got 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can vote early as well, as we've talked about. We let you know all those hours here on this program to let everybody know this, you don't want to stand in line. There's 100 ways not to.
And absolutely.
So, all right.
Absolutely. And the other place where they want this early voting, there at the showers building, that's pretty close to our voter registration office where there's also early voting. So I suppose it's going to be a lot of people they anticipate will be voting downtown. Maybe it will be...
Because early voting 6 days a week, if I remember correctly. It's Monday through Friday at one time, and there's part of hours on Saturday as
well. Yeah, I'm just mystified at why we need multiple locations. I mean, there was, what, 1 or 2 days where they had the big long line, and other than that, it was just
normal. You should
normal.
Do that on coupon day. You should... Well, you can laugh. Right. It's okay to laugh. Remember, you have a lot of good news today, so we can laugh about this. So is any of this final? When will it be final? What are we looking forward to?
Well, no, we don't even have that approved at this point because we do have to have permission, evidently, from the city in order to use the parking spaces. If I'm reading this correctly, that's what it looks like it's indicating. Remember, a lot of that parking area there as you go into the county's portion of the showers building, that was originally, when they first started putting that together, when we bought into that showers building, we were supposed to have all those parking spaces. Then all of a sudden, agreements were made, and we gave up. The county gave up a lot of parking spaces. So... but hopefully the city and the county will work well together and allow that to be used for early voting.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She checks in every Wednesday morning, the county councilwoman. So we've covered, what else do we miss anything? Well, I think we're covered, aren't we?
Well, just for when talking about that parking garage, they keep saying it's a security issue.
Okay.
I know you said you were going to ask every time, so I'm prepared something. But rather than trying to put blinders on the Justice Building, they're talking about trying to put some kind of screening on the parking garage.
Sure.
Now, it just seems to me that when the people on the Justice Building were saying before they ever started building that parking garage that this was going to be a problem, that problem should have been addressed way before they've already got that building going up.
Well, I didn't bring it up because it was on the... Yeah, you're exactly right, and those are things that had to be considered.
That's crazy, Marty.
But build it first, and then you figure out whether it fits the zoning or the historical district or anything else. What is it? Is that a historical parking garage, Marty?
Make that a historical park. Whatever was that? That might have been a historical parking lot before. Who knows?
Well, we're designating a single building in town as a historic designation so that people can't do things to it. So, I mean,
even if you're out in Park Ridge, it looked to me like some of those homes out there, they've got to do something about that. I mean, every time you wanted to add on to a house in Park Ridge, you'd have to go through this whole rigmarole, or have they corrected that? I didn't see that they had.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so, Marty.
You guys can put that on your homework sheet for next week.
We will figure that out. We'll talk about that the next time. Yes, we're just going to put every house that's over 50 years old on the historic registry now.
That includes mine. I hope they don't do it in the county.
Marty, great job. We appreciate
your
time.
Have a good day, Marty.
And we will talk to you next Wednesday when it will be 78 and mostly sunny. That's the preliminary
forecast. Oh, and sunburn. Be careful.
That's right.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Marty Ock, County Councilwoman, checking in on a Wednesday morning. We always appreciate Marty's time.